Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD Podcast, health.com, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing so. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. That Dye Rescue is really helpful, at least according to the blogosphere, if you're taking a GLP-1 and get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. Dye Rescue used for pediatric diarrhea, but much more importantly for the rest of us, it's used for when you take a dose of GLP-1s or an increased dose and get one of those side effect symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. And thanks to LifesFirstNaturals.com, go to their website for more information. And go to ForYoungevity.com, sign up for the free newsletter at ForYoungevity. That's the number four, Youngevity, Youngevity, ForYoungevity.com, for the free newsletter on things you can do for your health. This is, as I said, 1271A. The A's, always information, the latest medical news of the week. B's, great guests. But this time on an A, like last time, we're going to continue that segment on preventing brain dysfunction. Because as I said, in the past week, three major studies came out on preventing brain dysfunction. Last week, we reviewed that one at number 14 on my chart. Do speed of processing games through BrainHQ and Double Decision. BrainHQ with freeze frame and Double Decision, because they, over a 20-year period, age 73 on average to age 93 on average, decreased dementia rates by over 25% with just 10 hours of practice over a 10-year lifespan, 2 hours a week for 5 weeks in the first month of BrainHQ.com. Now they've done it, expanded it to 20 years, same benefit, a 25% reduction if you do 10 hours of practice. Now, they didn't report on the 18 hours of practice that they did in 10 years, which had a 48% reduction in dementia risk, but that's enormous. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about food because the second item came out. That is the second and third studies. The second one was 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day, and it decreases dementia rates over a 40-year period in a large epidemiologic study by over 18%. So did 1 to 2 cups of tea, black tea, without sugar and without anything else. So those were important results. So include coffee or black tea, sugar-free and without creamer, etc., to decrease your risk of dementia substantially, 18% over a 40-year period. And it was starting with people who were age 50, so really big changes. Enjoying nuts and blueberries also decrease it. So I'm going over foods. Salmon, ocean trout, 1,100 milligrams of DHA, and a half tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil a day. All have that same benefit. So does leafy greens in salads. So enjoy leafy greens. Now, the other thing is you want to get lycopene and lutein and zeaxanthin. The great news is that there is a Nordic Naturals. I have no interest, financial or otherwise, in the company Nordic Naturals, but they make a Nordic Naturals for eyes that has lutein and zeaxanthin as well as DHA in the right amount. Although they're a big capsule, they're a big black capsule. They're as big as my, if you will, CoQ10 capsule. Big black capsule are ones. that increase and that have the lutein, zeaxanthin, and DHA in them. So we're going over the things that have been shown in at least two studies to decrease brain dysfunction. And the ones are, in fact, salmon, ocean trout, coffee, and tea. Those are the articles that came out this week. Nuts, blueberry, and the leafy greens, lycopene, and zeaxanthin, and lutein. So those are the keys for, in fact, enjoying a food that will decrease brain dysfunction. The other one that I'm going to add that relates to this is smelling the roses. Four smells a day. So you can smell the olive oil. You can smell the salmon or ocean trout. You can smell rosemary or thyme or garlic, whatever you like. I love garlic, so I smell that. But four deep smells a day intentionally. We don't know why that works. It's probably because your olfactory nerve, the nerve in your that goes up through your nose, goes right to the brainstem, and somehow those four deep smells help maintain things. That's our 1271A, is preventing brain dysfunction. And I think I gave you about six more choices to add to the nine I gave you last week. All of these are, of course, posted at our Substack, which is michaelfroizenmd.substack.com. That's Michael F. Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N-M-D. No punctuation in there. Michael F. Roizen, MD.substack.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. I thank our sponsors, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, a great probiotic that I take. There's one that, in fact, helps build bone for your spine, as well as bovine colostrum, and, of course, Dye Rescue, great for GLP-1s. And as I've said, remember our motto, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, as Oprah said. You get a GLP and a statin, you get a GLP and a statin, and you get a GLP and a statin. By the way, there's now a pill in phase 3 testing that is the equivalent of Repatha. That is something that will decrease your cholesterol levels without, so far, any major risk of side effects, no muscle pain, like an occasional 1% of the statin users get. So look out for that in the future. We'll carry it as soon as it's approved. But in the meantime, remember, speed of processing games. Do get your six normals, your blood pressure, your fasting blood sugar, your waist, your creatinine level, and manage stress. Those are the prior ones. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. I hope you are too. Thanks again.